Wait a second, and then I'll introduce myself first, and then you'll introduce yourself.
We actually are introducing ourselves by doing this.
No, we're not. We're gonna edit all this out. Ready? 3,
2.
Hey everybody, I'm Dean. Welcome to Marty and Dean, the only podcast in Brooklyn. I'm Dean.
And I'm Marty, and it's the only podcast named Marty and Dean in Brooklyn.
It's the only podcast named Marty and Dean in Brooklyn that we know of because I didn't Google it. How are you, Marty?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
How was your lunch?
Hungry.
What?
No, I was hungry before.
You were hungry.
I was hungry.
How was your lunch?
I'm not hungry anymore. That's why I ate lunch. No, yeah. Lunch was delicious.
Nice. What did you get?
I got a hamburger with mushrooms. Not a mushroom burger. Actually, it's a mushroom burger. But in the old days, you just assumed it was mushrooms on top. Back in your fancy days, it's like, well, does that mean it's made of mushrooms?
Or
is
that was my first thought. I thought maybe you had gone vegan.
Why would I do that? I got meat there.
Meat.
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 Manly stuff. Hamburger, coleslaw, a little ketchup on it, and
you put coleslaw on the burger?
Yeah.
Yuck. I don't like coleslaw.
Okay.
Not a fan. But I'm glad that you liked it.
Yes.
Were the mushrooms cooked or were they raw? I didn't notice.
They were cooked.
Nice.
And then Ryan ordered jalapenos and charged extra, and he didn't eat them.
Yes. I didn't have a single one.
He didn't have a single one.
For the record, yeah.
Cost,
I owe Marty $1.
$1.
For jalapenos.
That he never used.
I just had a normal cheeseburger. I just ordered cheese.
I know.
Do you get your burger well done?
I got medium rare.
And a burger?
Well, yeah, you need flavor.
I know, but I don't trust hamburger meat that much.
Well, it's not like I have to tell it my secrets or anything. I'm just eating it.
What do you mean?
I don't. You said trust my burger. I'm not really telling it secrets. They have to, you know, any confidences. I just have to eat it. It has to be tasty.
Mm.
And it's tastier that way.
And there was shoestring French fries.
We wouldn't eat shoestring French fries.
Those were shoestring French fries.
No, shoestrings were stuff we put in your shoe. You don't eat stuff like that. You eat French fries.
You're just really... I feel like every episode you're like, how fast can I annoy Dean with my puns?
Those are not puns. They're just truth. Truth.
Shoestring French fries or skinny little French fries. That's what you call those types of French fries.
Well, first of all, you don't call it skinny. Maybe you say weight challenge or something. You don't like call it skinny. It's not
polite. I love how woke you are.
I mean, this is the way. You know, as a boomer, you have to understand how the millennials think. You know, you really don't get into this stuff.
What do you mean? I know how millennials think.
Not really.
About Pokemon, Digimon.
Digimon.
Cinnamon.
Cinnabon's a better, though.
No, not Cinnabon. Cinnamon, who is the mascot from Applejacks, who was very Jamaican.
I'm just Cinnabon's a better.
Cinnabon is a different thing. I'm talking about the character Cinnamon.
I just think this is...
Are you familiar with the character Cinnamon?
I just like Cinnabon.
Okay, you just want to talk about Cinnabon.
It's much tastier.
What, than Applejacks?
Applejacks?
I don't know, man. Every time I've had Cinnabon in the past 5 years, it's been god-awful. I have not had a good Cinnabon in a long time.
I don't think I've ever had Cinnabon. I just like the name.
It's a good name. The name is very good.
It's supposed to be greasy and sugary and stuff like that, so it could be bad.
It doesn't taste good.
Okay.
And as far as greasy, sugary things go, Cinnabon ain't it.
So confusing. Actually, like, why did you bring up Cinnabon? I don't even like it.
You brought up Cinnabon.
I don't remember.
I brought up Cinnabon.
I don't
believe the character from Applejacks. The Jamaican character from Applejacks, who used to run and do a front flip into a bowl of Applejacks to show that they were flavored with cinnamon.
Okay.
You don't remember this character?
No.
Cinnamon is the Winnemon?
No.
We can't find a lot of common ground if you don't know Cinnamon.
I actually don't know this. Sometimes I pretend not to know, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
But I do know Applejacks.
Okay. What cereal mascots do you know? Let's start there. Let's reverse engineer this.
I've never known any of them.
Count Chocula?
I've heard of Count Chocula.
Okay.
I've heard of
Blueberry.
Blueberry, I've heard of that, yes.
Frankenberry.
I've seen that.
Okay. What about the little leprechaun from Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms.
Yes. Lucky the leprechaun.
Have I told you my leprechaun, my story about that?
That you saw a leprechaun once?
No, my post Lucky Charms story when I was a kid.
Okay, lay it on me.
I know, this is, you're not going to like it.
Why not? Okay, no, I want to know why you think I'm not going to like it. Go ahead.
So, when I was a kid, back in the youth, in my youth in Queens, so I must have been like 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
You know, my mother was serving us breakfast. So she opens the Lucky Charms and all these white worms pop out because they've gone bad. And all those disgusting worms popped out of the Lucky Charms box. So my mother, of course, you know, didn't say, you know, and you look, like, see, I told you to be horrified by it. Can you imagine those little worms popping out of your cereal? Especially when you want to have your nice, sweet little Lucky Charms, which apparently they wanted to have too, but they got there first. And so we do that, and my mother cleans it up, and she then writes a letter to Post and complains, and they send her a coupon for more Lucky Charms, which we always thought was very funny, because we never again had Lucky Charms in our house because of that.
Yeah.
So it ruined it for me. Now, the other thing that was really weird is, so for breakfast, which I eat to this day now, is I have toast and cottage cheese instead.
Okay.
Well, my problem is I couldn't eat the cottage cheese. I had trouble with that because the cottage cheese was the same color as the worms. How did I know the worms didn't get into the cottage cheese that my mother was serving me? It was very horrifying.
What are these? Were they like, what kind of worms were they?
I don't know.
Just silkworms?
I don't know, worms.
Maggots?
Maggots, I don't know, little wormy things.
That's swiggle. That's messed up.
And then I was like worried about eating the cottage cheese that day because I said, what if my mother messed up and she mixed the cottage cheese with the worms by mistake? So I had a little trouble with that.
Hmm.
And so we never ate Lucky Charms again. That's why.
Did you eat cereal anymore, or was that? Cereal,
but just no Lucky Charms.
What was the brand after that?
I don't remember that because it didn't have
Cheerios.
I don't know.
Raisin Bran.
If I say I don't know, why do you keep asking?
Because I'm trying to jog a memory. Frosted Flakes?
I'm done.
Corn Flakes?
I'm done.
All right. One more example. Honey Bunches of Oats?
They didn't have those back then.
Really? Okay, so, but you, okay, what's your favorite cereal mascot out of all of them then?
I haven't tasted any of them.
No, not the flavor. Like, who's your favorite mascot? Who do you think does?
We don't eat them.
Okay, but who do you think does the best job of advertising the cereal, the mascots?
I don't know. I haven't really seen that.
Take a guess. You know Loki the Leprechaun? That's like a very prolific cereal mascot.
I suppose. But I haven't seen any of these in years, you know?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
I know. Cereal's the kind of thing that's funny. Like, Super Sugar Crisp. Exactly what is there?
Super Sugar Crisp?
You never heard of that cereal?
No, I've never heard of that cereal.
Is it a cereal? And that's what they sold it as. It was Super Sugar Crisp.
And did it have a mascot?
I don't remember that. But think about that for a second. There's this name. I don't like talking about mascots.
Well, I can tell you don't want to talk about mascots.
I know. I'm supposed to yes and you. That's what I've been told, but I'm not going to.
I know.
Because I don't know about mascots. So, but like,
they. But you know about Lucky the Leprechaun.
I've heard of him.
You know about the Hamburglar.
I've heard about that.
Okay, so you do know about mascots.
I know about them, but they're silly. I know that.
That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to do silly, fun stuff.
Oh, fun.
Yes, I'm trying to have fun and be silly.
Is this you being fun?
I'm trying. This is me trying. And getting, it's like, I'm like reaching up over the edge. I'm like trying to climb up the hill. I'm like, oh, well, maybe we'll talk about silly little cereal mascots and you just push me off over and over and over again.
I know.
Which is fun for you.
And you get annoyed, which is even funnier.
Yeah, like right now.
I know.
Fine, what do you want to talk about? If only we had a subject like cereal mascots we could talk about.
All right.
If only we had ground that we could tread.
Common ground.
Common ground.
Common ground. We can talk about that. So
we walked up.
Yes. And you met my wife, saw my wife again today. And yes. She didn't kick you out.
She didn't kick me out.
She was nice to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your wife is generally very nice to me.
Yes, she said.
Me and my wife talk about how nice your wife is all the time.
I know.
Not you. We don't talk about how nice you are. But we talk about how nice your wife is all the time.
I know.
Your wife is so kind and welcoming. Not you, for the record. But me and my wife talk about how kind your wife is.
And you think I'm being mean to you?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm fine. I don't care what you say these things.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I don't care. All right.
I don't care.
All right.
No, double table slap.
I know.
Hey.
All right. So we don't, all right. No, we don't say negative things. We say positive things.
We can say negative things.
Oh, like -5?
What? -5?
Negative thing.
You want to say 5 negative things?
No, -5. That's a negative thing. It's a math term.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I know that it's a math term. I wasn't. My sigh of annoyance and resignation was not because I didn't know what the number 5 is.
Well, you didn't like it.
Yes, there you go.
So you do negate what I say. I'm not the only one who questions.
I'm not negating it. I just didn't like it. And also, where was whatever? We're not going to get into it.
I get your point. Okay.
All right. So you don't like cereal mascots. Do you like football mascots? Are you just opposed to mascots as a concept?
I just never really thought about it. All right. They're fine. They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
But there's not one that you're like, that one works.
To make me buy the product?
Like not just buy the product, but appreciate the product. Something that endears the product to you.
I don't know. Not really. In all honesty, they don't really.
Hmm. So what are some products that you like that have mascots?
I mean, I've had like McDonald's and Burger King. I've seen the King.
The King?
The King.
The Burger King is a terrifying mascot. I don't like the Burger King.
It's not a real face.
Because it's emotionless.
Yes, it's just a solid face.
Solid face. Even though McDonald's is trying to bring back like the classic mascot characters right now. Like Ronald and Birdie and Grimace and the Hamburglar and Mayor McCheese.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
All right.
I like that.
Okay.
You don't like it.
I'm telling you it's fun.
Yeah, but...
I'm not excited by it.
Why? Let's go start all the way at the beginning. Name one thing you enjoy.
Cottage cheese.
Okay. Now, if you had to make a mascot for cottage cheese, what would it be?
No need to. It's delicious the way it is.
Sure, but it's not about delicious. It's about getting into the hands of the consumers.
Because it's delicious.
Yeah, but that's not enough. You got to have something for the kids to point at and say, I want that cottage cheese, Mommy.
No, it's basically said, basically what you're saying is eat this or just go hungry. That works.
No, but that's a threat. That's not an advertising campaign. You can't be like, eat cottage cheese or die. Actually, I don't know. I kind of like that.
Well, I
it's think, not a bad advertising campaign.
Well, I think that...
if you're just like, eat some fucking cottage cheese.
I'm saying the parents just want to feed the kids. They're not worried about...
Yeah, but how do you convince kids to eat stuff? You put a weird little thing on it. You put a little... That's why Lucky the Leprechaun exists.
Well, my grandchildren both love cottage cheese.
Okay.
And when my wife goes over there, she actually has breakfast and she brings an extra little cottage cheese for the kids to have.
That's great.
Because they eat it. Because they like it. But they used to make fun of it. My son has that now. He likes it.
I also make fun of cottage cheese.
Because you haven't had the chance to enjoy it.
I prefer lake house cheese.
What is lake house cheese?
It's like cottage cheese, but on a lake. Because it's a different type of cottage. See how you feel right now? How you're annoyed that I made a silly little joke instead of playing along?
No, I didn't understand it. I think it's
what do you mean? You don't know what a... All right, fine. Let's play hypothetical. You ready?
Of course.
Okay. You're in charge of a cottage cheese company.
Yes.
You're in charge of the advertising for the cottage cheese company.
Right.
They say, you have to come up with a mascot for cottage cheese.
I would call it Lake House Cottage Cheese and have...
Lake House Cottage Cheese is a good name for a brand of cottage cheese. Okay. That's very good. But that's aimed at adults. You need to come up with a mascot that endears cottage cheese.
I was about to say that.
Okay, go ahead.
It was the Lake House Cottage Cheese, and it's used during the winter, so you have a polar bear.
But polar bear is Coca-Cola.
What, did they have an exclusive contract?
They don't have an exclusive contract, but, you know, you want to start something fresh, you know?
There's nothing fresh in this world. There are only things repeated over and over again.
Sure, but unless you have a very different take on a polar bear, you can't just have a normal polar bear on there. Normal polar bear drinking a Coca-Cola is synonymous with Coca-Cola. You got to break free. So how is your polar bear different than Coca-Cola's polar bear?
My polar bear is orange.
Orange. So it's an orange bear.
Right.
Okay. And what's the orange bear's name?
Joe.
Joe the cottage cheese polar bear.
Right.
And what is Joe's like... What's Joe's like, they're great. Like, they all have to have, like, a little catchphrase.
Very tasty.
I like that. Actually, I really like Joe the orange polar bear. We can just... What if we put him in a little outfit instead of changing his color? Because if you change the color of the polar bear, kids are going to be confused that it's a polar bear.
You know, people come in different colors. Why can't bears?
Because, you know what? You got me there. You're right. I'm sorry. I'll check my privilege.
Yes, all right. And I think that, you know, polar bear could wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Ooh. See, I really like polar bear in a Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really like that. Because it's like...
Yes.
Opposing styles. Joe, the radical polar bear.
Yeah. Right
for Lake House Cottage Cheese.
Lake House Cottage Cheese.
Congratulations. Yeah. You made $1 million.
I've already done that.
What? You're doing a great job. And cottage cheese, you made $1 million.
I like my cottage cheese.
Lake House.
Lake House.
Lake House cottage cheese.
Try the best.
That's very good. Okay.
Cut that out, Ryan.
Do you need some water?
I'll survive.
Okay.
If not, then we'll...
Then I'll just do Andine, I guess. That would make me very sad. You can't... Don't do that to me.
What, just disappear?
Yeah. Don't do that.
I'm not going anywhere.
Don't ghost me.
Why would I ghost you? Don't. It's okay.
Baby.
No, it's okay.
Speaking of ghosting.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the term ghosting?
Yeah, you wear a little like a white sheet in your head, and you go, ooh. It's kind of a Halloween costume thing.
All right, no further questions. No, ghosting in modern terms is when you're like seeing someone romantically, but it's early days, right? And then maybe you don't want to talk to them anymore. So you ghost them, which means you stop responding to their text messages or stop returning their phone calls, right?
Okay.
So my question for you is this. When you were on the dating scene before you met your lovely wife, what would that look like? Because
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
No.
You never ghosted anybody?
No.
And you never were ghosted?
We never did that.
So you always returned calls?
Because if not, Dad would come over.
Dad would come over.
Can you imagine if Dad
would
come over these days?
Yeah. He'd be dissing, if you're dissing like this poor guy's daughter, they'd be livid. It's impolite.
Sure. So how would you respectfully cut off a, what do you call it? A courtship. How do you respectfully call off a courtship?
A relationship?
Well, I mean,
pre-relationship?
The talking phase, as they say in the modern parlance, I guess.
Talking phase?
Yeah, you're like talking to somebody.
I mean, you haven't kissed them yet.
No.
Well, is this a change if you've kissed them? Well, these rules.
No. I mean, look, if we're really going to get into it, I would say modern days, there is a much more, what's the best way to put this, advanced courtship, as I guess, than it would be in the old days. Like,
you mean knocking boots?
Yeah, I mean knocking boots.
Knocking boots, okay.
Yeah. All right. Doing the sideways shuffle, as they call it.
All right, I'll go with that.
Yeah. You're doing that, but you're not in a relationship. There's no labels on it.
I think then you knock a boot, you're in a relationship.
I think that is actually very much not true in today's parlance.
Maybe.
For sure.
Okay.
You can definitely be, as you say, knocking boots with somebody, and the actual label of a relationship, is this person my partner or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, like, that can come well after that.
Right.
You know?
So if you're introduced to somebody you knocking boots with, you say, I'm just knocking boots with her?
I guess the modern thing that you would say is I'm in a situationship.
Situationship.
And even sometimes situationship is even more advanced than just knocking boots with somebody.
I've seen that word recently.
Situationship.
Yes, I've heard that word.
Yes. Situationship is like, you know, we're knocking boots. Maybe we go see a movie together every once in a while. We get Chipotle, but I wouldn't take them to a fancy dinner because I wouldn't want to advance the relationship, you know.
Well, I read a little thing in the Times about relationships and this person was complaining because his boss, who had a situationship, used to have the person come in all the time to hang out. You know, I would say
that's more than a situationship.
Well, it was awkward, actually, is what it was.
Yeah, and I mean, that's beyond any of that. I wouldn't say if you're advanced enough in how you're interacting with somebody that you're comfortable going into somebody else's job and just hanging out there, I would say that's more than a situationship.
It was weird.
I would say that's a relationship.
Well, that's not what he called it. So
okay, so that's the other thing. It's like
people define things differently. Yes,
makes sense. So, walk me through this.
Hypothetically,
you're dating a young woman.
Okay.
In your time, your younger time, when you were younger.
I was never younger. I'm kind of always this age. We're gone.
Younger. You've been younger. You've existed at a younger age in this reality, on this plane of existence. You've been younger than you are right now. You were younger when I started this bit than you are now.
I feel a lot older now.
Yeah. So.
I want to point out.
You want to play along. So.
No. I'm telling a slight Benson story that occurs to me.
Okay, so, go ahead.
So at the boathouse, and this guy was.
Wait, hold on.
No, let me.
No, you can't segue out of this.
It's a quick.
Because you're segueing into a full another segment.
I'm not talking.
We're talking about Marty's Stranger of the Week. Roll it.
This is not Stranger of the Week.
Okay, go ahead.
This is something else. So I'm listening to this person talk.
And this person was what to you?
A friend I hadn't met yet.
A stranger. Marty's Stranger of the Week. Roll it.
No, not that friend. Okay, so I heard him say to his friend, you know, back when I was younger, I looked at him.
His friend.
His friend he knew.
And did you know him?
Another
not friend. Well. Marty's Stranger of the Week. Roll it.
You're being annoying.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Now,
welcome to our new segment, Marty Stranger.
And the person said, "When I back in my younger days," I looked at him and laughed and said, "Younger days, you're like 12 years old now." I said, "No, I'm not 12. How old are you? 25. That's young enough. You didn't have younger days."
Okay,
that's my story. You made me get there. It was a cute little anecdote, and it just made me ruin the whole thing because it had a fight to get in there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Now it's okay.
Feel better?
Yes.
Good.
Your stomach's making lots of noise.
My stomach is making lots of noise. You want to know why? Because I'm hungry for our next segment.
Okay.
You know what that segment's called?
Marty's Stranger of the Week.
Roll it.
Do we want to talk about Stranger of the Week?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So oddly enough, I was in the boathouse, and this is.
And we were, I'm really looking forward to the supercut and like 20 episodes of you being like, I was at the boathouse, and just like have like 45 times where you say I was in the.
And
boathouse.
I was playing the job I call Maitre D'. So there's the line of people coming down, mm-hmm. and then someone at the end says, "Go to this boat, go to that boat." So it's like Maitre D', like that, and they answer questions, and people say things like, "Can we be in a double boat?" And by the time. And the answer is, can I be in? And I say, no, because we don't allow that. We just
in a double boat?
No, because we've discovered that two adults in the double boat tend to flip them.
Why?
Because they just do. Because
they're not good.
Right, and then we also...
So you're playing Maitre D'. Maitre D'.
Okay. And back to my story. So somehow we had this conversation with this guy, and he wanted the double boat. And I said, you can't have a double boat. And I said, but, you know, this is my girlfriend. And I said, that's nice. But double boats aren't allowed. I said, like, if you wanted to get engaged, of course, we might make some special arrangements. And I'd let you in. And then you get engaged, and then we come back, we say, congratulations, yeah. But you're not doing that today, are you now? I said, well, I could, you know. And like, he said, but I'm not ready for that yet. I looked at her and said, are you ready to marry him? She says, yeah. I said, well, just ask already. He's like, I'm not ready yet. So we go to this conversation, although it's absolutely none of my business, the fact that he will not want to, you know, Mario, but he thought the whole thing was very funny as I was conversing with the subject.
Yeah.
So, well, how long are you dating her? A year? Okay. How old are you? 31. You're old enough to make a decision. You know what you like, what you don't like. She's already going to say yes. So, we're good here. There's no doubt of rejection. But if you wait any longer, it's going to change, you know. So, I thought of an idea that I discussed with you that from now on, I'm going to carry a ring with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little ring box. It'll be like a kid's play ring for engagement. Mm-hmm. And then anytime that someone says, I'm not ready to get engaged, I say, well, I happen to have an engagement ring right here you can have if you wish to make marriage.
If it's the ring. If the ring is what's holding
you. The ring
you
is
back.
The issue.
Yeah.
If you don't have a ring, we can take her there right now. And what happens is I have a substitute ring right now. When you get the real ring, bring this back, swap it out. I'll give it to someone else.
Or just chuck it.
No, I want it back.
Why? It's a little plastic ring.
You millennials waste money. It's a ring.
It's a little plastic ring.
It doesn't matter. It
costs 5 cents.
Nothing costs 5 cents.
It costs 5 cents to make. You can get a bag of fake plastic rings. Let me ask you this. You've told a similar stories like this before, where you're like, you should get engaged to like multiple people. You've done it to our sweet boy producer, Ryan, multiple times, how he should be engaged.
Roll it.
Because Ryan keeps saying he's going to do it.
Yes, but I don't want to ruin it for the fact that I'm sure that his lovely partner is watching our podcast with a diehard veracity.
Has she ever watched our podcast?
She definitely hasn't. And I. But let me ask you this. Do you ever think about the knockdown, drag-out fights you've caused from doing this to people? They go home after they're like, honey, let's go on a nice date. Where do you want to go? And she's like, well, I heard about this great kayaking program from the only podcast in Brooklyn, Marty and Dean. So let's try that. Let's go kayaking.
Right.
So they go kayaking, right? And they're lovey-dovey. They're romantic. They're going kayaking on the Hudson. Yes?
That's not exactly the most romantic place, but go on.
Sure, but they're going on a nice, they're having a shared experience, right?
Yes.
Which is what the bedrock of all relationships. So, and then you show up and you're like, why aren't you married? Why aren't you married? And then the guy's like, well, you know, maybe I'm not ready. She's like, I'm ready. And then they take an Uber back to Queens and they fight for an hour because she's ready to be married. He's not. By the time they get back to Astoria, they break up. Have you ever thought about shouldering that burden?
I think it helped everyone dodge a bullet. Now they can move on.
So they can go find somebody that they do want to marry.
Yeah, why waste your time for 10 years and not get married if the other guy...
It's not a waste of time.
Well, if you want to get married, you're just waiting for them to be ready, and they're not ready, and they're never going to be ready, then why waste your time?
Well, maybe you like the person. Maybe you enjoy what you got going on.
Yeah, but
modern relationships are different than they used to be. All right?
I don't think so.
They are. They definitely are.
They are not.
You can be in a relationship with somebody for 5 years knowing full well you never want to marry this person.
That little
What TikTok, TikTok, TikTok? What are you talking about?
Does everyone know what that means? Ryan, you know what this means? TikTok.
With the biological clock?
Is that what you're talking about? You're a guy. It doesn't work.
Well, maybe some people don't want to have children.
Well, then, but most people seem to want to have. Many people.
Definitely not.
Well, many
people. Not anymore. Maybe in your day. No, when you were courting and.
Well, my wife had a boyfriend and he kept saying, I don't want to have children.
Yeah.
Then he got married to have children. He just wanted to have children with my wife, which is fine because I married her.
And had children with her.
And had children with her. So.
Sure, but maybe he changed his mind.
But it's funny, some people that swear they'll never have children is because they're really not ready to have that.
But there's people that swear they never have children that never have children.
I know.
There's plenty of people.
It's sad. Sometimes.
It's not sad. Why is it sad? That's what they want to do. That's okay.
No, I actually would tell people it's nice to have young people in your life, though, if you can.
Look, my life is very full from having a child. And there was a time in my life where I didn't want to have children, and I didn't think I was ever going to have children. That's because I, you know... Loved cocaine.
I was going to say other priorities.
I had, sorry. What I meant to say was other priorities.
We can edit that out. Okay, now. We're not.
Okay. But I was younger, and I like having children now, but I would never be like, everyone has to have kids. You got to want to have kids.
I know.
But, you know, if I was in a point in my life where I never wanted to have children, why would I want to? If I just was enjoying my time with someone romantically, why would I want to? If it doesn't feel right, why would I move in with them? Why would I want to get married? What the situationship that we're in is just fine, you know?
Well, sometimes it isn't really fine for both sides.
Well, if it's not fine for both sides, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is two people that are equally fine with what the situation is, you know? We go to Chipotle instead of Delmonico's or whatever.
Well, then they're going to, just once in a while, they'll hear someone like me say, why aren't you get married?
And then both people will be like, we're good.
There's no problem then.
Yeah, but if you're lighting the fuse that starts the fight of like...
Well, then obviously someone did want something more. They didn't want to say it yet.
Okay, but why was it your play? I don't want to poke holes. Thank you for playing Marty Stranger of the Week.
No.
Any final thoughts about your Stranger of the Week?
I was having fun with this.
Yeah, okay. All right, we don't have to wrap this segment. It's your segment. How do you want to wrap your segment?
I don't know. I was just saying that you can't say those things to people. And it's not, and the fact is, like, this last guy thought it was very funny that I was doing this.
Yeah, he was playing it off because he didn't want to get into a huge fight with his girlfriend in front of you.
Yeah, the funniest one, this is a couple of years ago, we used to allow couples to be on boats. And our joke is that you don't want to be in a double boat with someone you're in a relationship with because it's your relationship test. You got to work together on the boat.
Yeah.
You just share. And people think that's very funny. So, like, I tell this one guy, you know, it's like, you know, it is a relationship test. They all kind of get it immediately. Because, like, the guy's in the back is they're usually larger and the woman's in the front is usually smaller. And like,
sexist, but go on.
It's a weight thing. If the woman's heavier, then put them in the back.
Body shaming, but go on.
It's just the way weights work in the boat.
Sure. Yeah, I get it.
All right.
Women are supposed to do one thing. They're supposed to stay in the kitchen. That's what you're saying. I get it.
I'm not saying that.
I get it. I get what you're saying. Oh. I disagree, personally, but I get it. Women should stay at home.
The larger person should be in the back, the smaller person.
As long as the larger person isn't the woman. I get it. I get what you're saying. I don't agree, but I understand why you're saying it.
So in our case, in our conversation, the woman's in the back and the man's in the front. And then the man decides just to watch and the woman's like, why am I paddling? Or the man in the front is paddling, and the woman just decides to put her feet up and relax. So they start fighting because they're not sharing. So it's relationship test. So the funniest one I had was, I said we've come down on the ramp, and people I say one or two person boat, and the guy said, oh, two person boat. We had a really good fun last time. The woman looks at him and says, last time.
Oh, because he had taken another date to the boathouse.
Yes. And he's like, oops. And
okay.
They had a very funny conversation.
So what, you're not going to reuse date ideas if you're dating different people?
No, but the fact that he didn't remember he took this that woman.
Okay. Anyway, all right.
But it was very funny. And he's like giving him a hard time over this. I didn't know what they were saying, but because it was in Spanish, but they were entertaining to watch. And so I've told that to other people. And they're
That's
like,
so funny.
And all I'm thinking, it's a free kayaking program. And your go-to day is a free kayak, is a date, which is
fine.
It's
a good date.
Yeah, but at least know who you took.
Why?
Because
if I was a man about town, painting the town red, going on dates with all these broads, your words, not mine. But if you're going on dates with all these broads.
I never said broads.
You said broads. And but if you're going on a bunch of different dates, why wouldn't you take them free kayaking every weekend?
I'm not saying, but you should know who you took when. You have to keep track of this stuff.
It's pretty funny.
It was actually very funny.
It's also pretty funny if you see like the same person like on different dates every single time.
That we haven't seen.
Oh, really? Just like a same guy, different girl? Or same girl, different guy every week?
Okay, I'm even funnier. Then I would probably look at him and say, oh, new girl?
I mean, I used to see that when I was working at a restaurant all the time. There was one guy who literally would come in every Friday with a different girl. Like, every Friday. And I was like, you know. Do you hear that? I think your wife's calling you.
Oh, really? Let me go up and find her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Hey, how you doing?
What? Who are...
Hey, is this the podcast?
Yes, this is the podcast. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Tony Burbank, you know? And you're a podcasting guy, right?
Yeah, I'm a podcast guy. I don't know who Tony Burbank is. Who are you?
I am the agent of the stars, and I hear that this is the new way to get the stars understood, and you're the man to talk to about them.
Okay.
Yeah, so here I am. I'm Tony Burbank. What's going on? And you're Dean, right?
Yeah, I'm Dean.
Yeah, the man. The door was open.
The door was open?
Some guy ran out.
Some guy ran out.
He ran out. I don't know what he was doing. He ran out and said, I'm going to find my wife or something. I said, but he locked the door. I've been waiting for that example and opportunity. And so I come right in the door, and here I am.
Great.
All right. So here I am. You know, and I got to talk about things, I guess.
Okay. So... You came in to do the podcast. Why do you want to be on the podcast?
Because I want to read my cards.
You want to read your cards? Yeah. What's on the cards?
I don't know. I got to read them. All right.
You got to read them? Why are you reading them?
Because I want to say the right words, you know, because this is a podcast.
It's okay.
Important. So, you know, the fact is I'm here because I heard you're the man to get my movies out there. And I'm pitching some ideas, you know, and we get some ideas and we go with that. So I wrote them down on the cards. So I say them the right way.
Okay.
You know, I don't do it wrong. Yep. So I know it's a little old tech for you guys. You want to have like your little... I should have my phone out or something like that, but I don't know how to do that.
Okay, so. You can do cards. Don't worry. You can read the cards. That's fine.
From the memory thing.
I want to know more about you, though. Where are you from?
I'm coming from L.A., you know?
Oh, Los Angeles.
Yeah, although I am from Brooklyn originally.
Ah.
I'm from the neighborhood. It's okay.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I visit people when I come and visit. You know, and I came here just to see you, because you're the man.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so let me tell me about these movie pitches you want to get made.
Let's see what I'm going to do here. Is this what I want to do? I guess I'll do this one. All right, so I want to reboot the Southern Gothic by Tennessee Williams.
Okay.
And cast absolutely obese people, or maybe large, like, size challenge or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to call it Fat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, you know? The problems we got with this one, though, is we need special roofs because we don't want... You know, the fat people to go on the roof, and it's a tin roof, they can dent it.
Yeah.
They walk around, and then...
It's hot, too.
Well, that goes. But then they just fry or something like that. Like, okay. Like pigs, and they...
Okay. All right, well, I don't know about fat on a hot tin roof, Tony. Do you have any other ones?
I don't know. How about... I want to make a movie about an Englishman. Yeah, really? Englishman? English person, okay. Who goes to the Middle East... And he's a pacifist, of course.
Okay.
And he just is very casual.
Very laid back. Very casual. Laid back.
He's very cash, you know?
Okay. And where does he go? The Middle East?
The Middle East. I think I said that.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just repeating what you're saying.
That's all right. You're repeating it? Okay. All
right. Okay. Go ahead. What's this called?
I'll call it Larry of Arabia. Arabia, I think. Something like that.
Okay.
All right. There's something else. Oh, I don't know what the hell this is. Okay. Yeah, my partners wrote these things for me to read because they know I'll talk to anyone. I'll talk to a wall.
Yeah, I mean, you came right in here.
Yeah,
I'm you just right went to an unlocked door.
Yeah, because
just broken entered.
This is a podcast on the outside.
Really? Yeah. Well, we have our podcast, so we don't want anybody to not know what we're doing in here.
Yeah, I know. They're thinking it'd be kind of weird that people have cameras.
Yeah, for sure. Real weird
during the day.
Yeah.
Especially downstairs in the dark
downstairs.
Room.
It's crazy that you went all the way through the house, came down here, and found us.
Yeah, because I was kind of curious as to exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
I heard about you. So, but
I am so intrigued by you, Tony Burbank. I just want to know more about
your
life.
All right, I don't know. All right. So this one's going to be, you know what a kickflip is?
Yeah, I know what a kickflip is.
I don't know what that is. Kickflip sounds like very painful. I don't know.
It's a type of skateboarding trick.
Oh, okay. So it's a story of the Old West, the cowboys, and the sickest kickflip, whatever the hell that is, you've ever seen.
Okay.
The good, the rad, and the looks challenged.
Looks challenged? What does that mean?
Well, you know, I don't want to say the wrong words, so you can insult people.
You already said fat on a hot tin roof.
Well, I kind of said, I said weight challenged. You know, so I think the point is, you know, it's that...
It's the good, the rad, and the what?
And the not so nice looking. You know,
I the mean, not so nice looking.
No, no. I mean, if you say words...
Are you trying not to say ugly?
Maybe. I don't know. But that's a bad word. I don't want to insult anyone. You know, it's not the right thing. You guys are a little kind of like a little sensitive China doll.
This guy is from LA, huh?
So this generation, who are you talking to? No. This generation.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, Tony. I don't want to laugh at you, Tony. Is that short for Anthony?
No. My mother just calls me Tony. So, and you want to say ugly is just not polite. And your generation made it like shadow dolls. They're so sensitive. You shouldn't say words like that.
All right.
So that's all. You know, another thing. Oh, wow, look at this. Okay.
What else you got? I mean, honestly, these first three pitches, I don't know. I don't know about them. But what else do you got?
I think the hot tin roof one is good because you're hungry. You can eat the cooked people. It's all good.
Cannibalism is what this is about?
If you want to.
I don't want to do that.
Then don't talk about it.
Okay. You are the one that brought it up.
I didn't say that. Okay, now...
roll it.
Roll it!
All right. So we got these... These are reboots, you call them. We call them sequels in my day.
Sequels.
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 Like the little shiny things?
Like too fast... No, those are sequins that you're thinking sequels. Of. Like you're thinking of sequins.
No, shiny things. Don't question me. This is like an improv thing, you know?
All right. Sorry. You know what? You're right. I'm sorry.
You don't question. You just go with it.
Okay? You're right. No, you're right. I'm sorry.
I'm having these sequins that like we go around. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to call them different things, you know?
Okay.
All right. So the first one is Rosemary's Toddler. The Terrible Twos.
Okay. What's that about?
I have no idea. I guess a woman has a second kid. And it's having a rough time.
She's having a second kid.
Yeah, that's why.
As opposed to her first child, who was a demon child.
Because they have terrible twos. They're,
yeah.
Because they have one and they have two of them.
No, because they're... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. You asked me what it means.
I am. Yeah, no, you're right. That's what it is.
You could make your movie if you want.
I'm fine. No, okay, all right.
You tell me make your movies. Maybe I'll make them for you.
So. All right, maybe I'll... How about this? What if we made Three Fast, Three Furious?
Three Fast, Three Furious?
All right, you keep rolling your pitches.
What are you talking about? I don't understand that. I was talking about a toddler, you know? And then you're talking about Fast and Furious people.
Yeah, all right, sorry.
All right, how about...
I'll leave it to the pros.
Okay. I know, you really should. I don't know why I'm here. Okay, now, Citizen Kane.
Yeah?
Dual citizenship.
Okay, that's a great... That's like one of the best... That might be the best film ever made. What's the sequel about?
I don't know. I guess you have two citizenships.
Two citizenships.
Dual. I guess you're maybe like what you used to be and what you are now.
Yeah. So it's not like... Gun dual citizenship.
What's gun dual citizenship?
Like a duel with pistols at dawn.
What does citizenship have to do with pistols? I don't understand.
Because duel. Like a duel, like a duel. Yeah, when you're like, I challenge you to a duel, and you like slap the guy with a glove. Duel. Like a duel.
Is that how they decide citizenship today?
Probably.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Stuff's messed up in America, huh, Tony?
Oh, jeez.
And what are your politics?
I don't have any.
Oh my God!
I'm friends with everyone.
All right.
Tony's a guy. People love Tony.
People love Tony Burbank.
People love Tony Burbank.
Unequivocally across the board.
100%.
All right.
You know, it's 100%. It's the way it goes.
Okay. There's not one person that doesn't like Tony Burbank.
Certainly not. He's not around anymore. I got friends. Okay. Now.
Oh wow. Okay. I'm sorry. Please continue with your pitches.
Okay. And the next one is, you know, for those that get hungry, it's called Lunch at Tiffany's.
Okay.
Which I don't really understand. I thought Tiffany's showed jewelry. I mean, how can you eat food there?
Well, you can have lunch at Tiffany's.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole cafe.
Well, I thought
you make a reservation online.
Really?
Yeah.
On what line? You have to get on the line for the reservation? What's the point of getting the reservation if you have to wait in line for it?
Tony, you know what the internet is, right?
Yeah, it's the thing between the net and the inter. It's okay.
All right.
That's right, you know.
Well, Tony, I love all these movie ideas. I think we should make them. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. So let's go. Let's make a movie.
Let's make a movie.
You got money?
Yeah, I don't have any money to make a movie.
All right. Okay. All right. Later.
What? Tony, we're having a good time. How am I going to tell Marty that some random guy just broke into his house?
We should have him back.
Yeah, maybe.
I think we should have him back every week.
Every week, Tony Burbank should come back. Oh, Marty.
Hey!
That's how I'm going to start the episode.
Hey, Dean. Hey, who was that really weird guy with the white hat that walked out?
I don't know. You got home invaded, though.
Why did you kick him out then?
I tried to, but he had all these great things I had to hear him out about.
Okay. You had fun with him?
He was pretty fun.
So you learned it's nice to make friends with strangers. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Well, let's wrap the episode up, huh? What have we learned today?
Strangers can be fun.
I don't like that. What else have we learned today?
I don't know. Don't leave the door open.
Don't leave the... Let's lock doors so strangers can't interrupt things.
Well, strangers are just new friends.
Well, I guess we're going to sign off.
All right.
Say goodnight, Marty.
Goodnight, Marty.
Goodbye from the only podcast in Brooklyn, Marty and Dean.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.